Live from Rudy's Barbecue on Highway 59 at 99 in Richmond, Texas. It's Longhorns Coach Speak with George Ranch High School's head football coach, Nick Cavallo, on GRHS iRadio. The 2021 George Ranch Longhorns are competing in the hard-hitting 26A district again this football season and returning 9 starters and 20 lettermen to its squad. The Longhorns will face district foes from Fort Bend ISD, including Elkins, Travis, Austin, Ridgepoint, Bush, Clements, and Dulles High Schools en route to winning the 26A District Championship, the UIL Playoffs, and bringing another state football crown back to the ranch. We're live from 6:30 to 7 tonight from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond along the Southwest Freeway just south of 99. So come on out, enjoy a great Rudy's Barbecue dine-in special, and listen to Coach Cavallo as he breaks down last week's Longhorns football game and gets us ready for George Ranch's next game this season. Without further ado, let's head out to Rudy's Barbecue and join Tom Tirando, head coach Nick Cavallo, and the rest of the crew for tonight's Longhorns Coach Speak on GRHS iRadio. Take it away, guys.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley, and live from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond, Texas. We're on Highway 59, just south of 99 in Richmond at Rudy's Barbecue. We have the great dine-in special from 6 till 7 o'clock. Come on in, get a chopped beef sandwich, chips, and a drink for $5.49, and then sit down and have dinner and listen to some really good George Ranch High School football talk with the head coach of the Longhorns, Nick Cavallo. How are you, Coach?
Doing fine, Tom. Thank you.
All right. It's homecoming night last week on Thursday. The Austin Bulldogs are your opponents. Hyman Drinkard, one of your star players, is the king of homecoming. His queen is Myla Williams. All of that took place prior to the start of the game. But once the kickoff came, the Austin Bulldogs put together a nice drive from the beginning.
Yeah, they had a very good game plan. And, you know, one thing that they had done differently is, you know, they had about 9 or 10 guys that they really felt were special, and they played the whole game, essentially. So, you know, they kind of threw everything they had, good game plan, well coached, and just came out from the start there, too. You know, we ended up, you know, probably jumping ahead a little bit, but we had a decent series defensively. Then Hyman ends up fumbling, which he rarely does. And then they capitalized off that and kind of went from there.
They came in with an 0-5 record and 0-2 in District 26A play. But from the very start, they got the football first. You deferred to the second half. They really put together a nice drive until your senior linebacker and one of your leaders on the club, Tim Fisher, did this.
Ooh, with a snap, he's going to roll to his left. Drops back. Tries to throw it. That ball is tipped in the air, and it is going to be intercepted.
Boot was having trouble. He was rolling this direction. Barely got the pass away, and then when he did, it was tipped into the hands of Tim Fisher. Longhorns have it now at midfield. It's intent.
So we will see the Longhorns for the first time on offense as they get the first turnover of the game.
So as you pointed out, the Austin Bulldogs had a nice drive, but Fisher stepped on that route, or at least was in the area when the ball was tipped, picked it off. Longhorns had the ball at midfield, and Hyman Drinker did some un-Hyman Drinker type thing, and this is what happened on the first play from scrimmage.
Cole Murphy will lead the offense out. They're in a run formation here. Hyman Drinker does the setback. Give it to Drinker right side. He fumbles. That is going to be scooped up by Austin and returned inside the 35-yard line. And, Tom, a very inauspicious beginning for the Longhorns offensively. That was number 14, Martell Jones, the junior linebacker who was Johnny on the spot scooping up that football. And the Longhorns may be lucky that that one didn't go to the house.
So one of your senior players made a nice play to interrupt the drive by Austin High, and one of their junior linebackers recovered that fumble, and very unlike Hyman Drinkard, especially on the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, and you know, that's why when you looked at it, when we went back, looked at the film, and you see that, you know, it's truly a team game. As you go through and see there, you know, kid got his hand on it, uncharacteristically fumbled. And if you look at the film there back, we had some leakage from a guy that we didn't fully get him blocked. But if you look at the film and we see it, if we get that guy blocked and he doesn't get back there, it's probably a touchdown. You know, as you go and look when you break down the film and see, but those are the little things that change momentums, that change games.
All right, the Bulldogs got the ball at the 35-yard line, and six plays later, they score. The quarterback, Braden Abood, put the ball in the end zone.
He is tackled to the end zone on the quarterback keeper, got the left edge, and just got enough. He had Tim Fisher on his back, but was able to reach the ball over the goal line. And Tom, the Austin Bulldog, after the turnover, after the fumble, took the early lead 6-0 with the extra point to come.
35 yards, six plays, and that one-yard plunge by Abood gave them the early lead. They tried to punch it in two or three times before that and were stopped by a really stout George Ranch defense, but finally he was able to get it in.
Yeah, they tried some stuff up the middle, we were able to stuff it and stop it, and then kind of got outside there, and quarterback, which as we'll talk about more later, you know, gave us fits all night with his legs and was able to run around the edge there and barely get in.
So the score after this 7-0 score by the Bulldogs, the score ends up trading hands several times, but the Longhorns finally get on the board and tie things at 7, and it's Hyman Drinkard atoning for that fumble once again with this run.
Give it to Drinkard, right side. He's got first down and more. Makes a man miss at 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Hyman Drinkard, no flags on the play.
And wow, you talk about making men miss. He did that two or three times. And once he got over here to the near sideline and made that last juke, he was on his way to the end zone.
That is a 37-yard touchdown run for Hyman Drinkard, and it could not have come at a better time for the Longhorns.
Nice drive for George Ranch, 60 yards, eight plays, that 37-yard run, and he really got himself square after that fumble.
Yeah, he did, and, you know, as you see there, missed a couple guys, were able to seal some guys down, and then block out on the perimeter, and you know, who was able to make one or two guys miss in there. And like I said before, when you don't have to account for all 11 and that running back there can account for a couple of them, it really makes it easier. And he was able to make a miss and find the end zone.
And as we watched that play, and then as Jason and I described that play, nice blocking. Hyman was able to get outside here to the near side, the press box side of Trailer Stadium, but then boy did he work two, three times to make guys miss before he got the clear shot to the end zone.
Yeah, definitely. He's very shifty, great feet, and was able to do that and put the burst on and score.
All right, Austin Bulldogs get the ball. They run two or three plays. They start at the 30-yard line. They run two or three plays before another one of your leaders, Jeffrey Ugo, does this.
Boot out of the gun. He's got three wide receivers. Fires it, and that is intercepted. Ugo, Jeffrey Ugochukwu, with the interception at the 48-yard line. And, Tom, quite frankly, Ugo looked like the intended receiver on that one.
Yeah, he sure did. That ball was overthrown for the Bulldogs, and the only player out there was Jeff. And he's got the Longhorns in decent field position. First and 10 from Austin's 48. Now, that was a broken play. It was overthrown, first of all. But Jeff was right there. Abood made a bad pass to his receiver. Jeff was right there, hit him right in the chest, and he was able to return it and put the Longhorns in a good spot.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously, as you're looking at that, Jeff was in the right spot, and good things happen when you run around to the football and fly around. One thing not mentioned there was he had got some pressure on him up front, and that's why he kind of threw it a little high there. He was getting pressured from David Walker, I believe, on that play, and forced him to throw it when he wasn't ready to set his feet, and we were able to capitalize on that defensively.
Speaking of David Walker, he had a couple uninhibited routes to the quarterback last Thursday, and he was able to really put a lot of pressure on Abood and Jamal Franklin, who took some direct snaps back there.
Yeah, David had a good game, great game, you know, works hard, has been constant for us for 3 years now. And again, like you said, he had a couple times quick unabated path to the quarterback and forced him to throw it, has some tackles for a loss, and, you know, was able to do some things inside.
All right, the team's trade series, the Longhorns did not they went four and out on that. You ran a fourth down play, actually trying to get the first down. Didn't make it. Ball turned over on downs to the Bulldogs. They had to punt. Longhorns take it on the 21-yard line and run nine plays, go 69 yards. Hyman Drinkard again scores the TD.
I take it back. Yeah. The pile went backwards. Hyman Drinkard slipped off of that pile, twisted and spun, and got over the goal line. Tom, I don't know if you saw it, but they had me completely fooled.
Yeah, he bounced around in there, and it looked like they had him stop, but squirted out the other side and fell into the end zone. Two-yard TD run by Drinker to go along with his 37-yard run in the first quarter.
Avalos on to attempt the extra point. Snap it, spot it, kick is up, and kick is perfect.
So in that regard, one of the benefits of a running back keeping his legs moving and just powering towards the end zone.
Yeah, definitely. On that one, he said it there, you know, looks like the pile's squat stopped. It looks like it's going to be a tackle, and he's able to squirt out and go. And you go back and a couple of plays on that. When you talk about the series before when we went four and out there, we actually, going back to that first score, was a fourth down play as well. Same play. That first time we got it blocked, went through. Second time, I believe it was their quarterback that came through and made the stop on that fourth down. And then we came back out and was able to have that drive, and Hyman was able to make some big plays there with his legs.
All right, the Austin Bulldogs take the football. They have a sustained drive, but they end up turning it over on downs. George Ranch gets the football at the 16 and runs one play, and the half ends. Longhorns leading 14-7 at that point on homecoming night at Trailer Stadium. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the highlights of the second half. You're listening to live Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond. We'll be right back.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, alongside Longhorns head coach Nick Cavallo, I'm Tom Tarando back at Rudy's Barbecue. We're here until 7 o'clock every Monday night from 6:30 to 7, talking Longhorns football. The Longhorns end up taking the second half kick you had deferred. Not a whole lot going there for George Ranch. Austin gets the ball back, and again, we start a cadence of trading touchdowns with the Bulldogs. They scored first on a 26-yard play with their, I don't want to call him a quarterback, but certainly a guy that took a lot of direct snaps over the evening, Jamal Franklin.
It is Franklin out of the shotgun. He takes it, and there he goes, right edge. And he has running room, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Fort Bend, Austin.
You know, wrong Snap replay. Here we go.
In some trouble. Escapes. Now he'll let it fly. He's got a man open in the end zone. That is a touchdown, and that is Jamal Franklin, number zero, who worked himself free. There is no laundry on the field. And, folks, we are an extra point away from this being a tie ball game.
That extra point was good, and the Longhorns were tied with the Bulldogs 14-all. That was the Jamal Franklin on the receiving end of a 26-yard TD pass later in the third quarter. He actually filled in a quarterback when Abood got knocked out for a play or two, and he scored on that run. We'll get back to that one. But on that 26-yard TD pass, what was your defense like on that play?
So on that one, we had an opportunity to make a sack there, and we lost him there. He kind of slipped up and was able to get it off. So, again, anytime you have a chance to make a sack, that means that the DBs have to cover in a little bit longer, and they ran a kind of over a route. He came from the left side to the right side of the field and kind of got lost up in the mix of the middle there, got a step on the corner, and was able to complete it there. But the quarterback did a good job of kind of buying a little extra time and avoiding the sack and getting the ball away.
Jamal Franklin in the first half had 70 all-purpose yards. He caught six passes for 42. He also rushed with the football six times for 28. He was all over the field in the first half and continued it in the second.
Yeah, they did a great job of trying to find ways to get him the ball, whether running it, throwing it, he threw a couple passes even, and or catching it. You know, I think on that next one we're going to hear he runs it in around the left side.
All right, so we are tied at 14 until the six-minute mark of the third quarter. And, again, we were talking about the fact that teams were trading touchdowns. This time it's George Ranch, 58 yards on four plays. The last 2 yards sounded like this.
Murphy out of the gun, gives it to Hyman Drinkard up the middle, and he will go untouched into the end zone for a touchdown. Flag comes in very late, and I believe, Tom, they're going to get Hyman Drinkard for a celebration penalty.
His third touchdown of the night. 137, 1-3, and this one, short run as well. All right, that put the Longhorns up 21-14. Good sustained drive there, but here comes Austin again. The Bulldogs at the 437 mark, they put together a 75-yard drive, only four plays, and this is the run that Jamal Franklin had.
It is Franklin out of the shotgun. He takes it, and there he goes, right edge. And he has running room, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Fort Bend Austin. And, Tom, I don't want to say I told you so, but, I mean, you know, when Franklin has taken those direct snaps, it hasn't really been a big mystery as to what he's going to do.
I'll tell you what, Franklin is a very explosive runner.
Yeah, very explosive runner. He's a track kid, too. I mean, I think he's their anchor on their 4x2. So he's got definitely great speed. And anytime you're able to run a quarterback, you gain a extra blocker. So you know, they did a good job on that by formation it and getting us there where they were able to get one more and get an edge sealed off and then let him go to work.
All right, that made the score 21-all as the teams traded TDs. Into the fourth quarter we go. George Ranch with the football, 41 yards and four plays. And JoJo Wilson with the 8-yard TD for George Ranch, 28-21. Bulldogs get the football. They give it up on downs. Longhorn score the final touchdown of the night just like this.
Drinkard and Shelton in there. Give it to Shelton. Up the middle, bounces off a man, and scampers into the end zone for a touchdown. So, yep, I had said the one-yard line. Tom is right, though. They actually spotted it at the two. So give Jaden Shelton a two-yard touchdown run, And I think finally, Tom, with 3:03 remaining in the game, perhaps the Longhorns can exhale a little bit as they stretch it to a two-score lead, extra point to come.
First of all, let's talk about Jaden here. He had some really good runs to set up that short TD run, and he really did a nice job on that drive.
Yeah, he did. You know, he's constantly gotten better. We've known his running ability, but what he's really matured on and growing on is just the grasp of the offense and learning it more and more each week, where he's able to do some more things and be able to be a nice complementary to Hyman and other, you know, what we're doing within the run game with some of the receivers and things like that. So, for him to be able to have the success he had last Thursday night, just try to keep building off of that.
And not to put you too much on the spot, but were you surprised at the tenacity the Bulldogs showed in this football game from start to finish?
No. We knew they had a bye week, so they had 2 weeks to prepare. We knew they would come out fighting, and, you know, those kids, their kids over there give great effort. They're some good athletes. We knew that they were going to give us their best shot. We would have liked to put it away earlier, but we didn't. But, again, we responded to a game back and forth, and I was proud of how, you know, when things didn't go 100% our way, we kept responding and fighting and eventually, continued to score and then eventually getting some key stops to kind of put the game away.
All right, with the 35-21 victory, the Longhorns moved their overall record to 4-2. You're back above 500 at 2-1 in 26A play. You got the Ridgepoint Panthers coming in this Thursday night again, a second Thursday night contest for the Longhorns. And again, you're back at Trailer Stadium, which doesn't hurt.
No, definitely. It's a short week, but again, we kind of been on the routine for these 2 weeks here, so it's not a new short week type, so to speak. So we had a great day today in the weight room, and then a great practice just now, and so we'll just build on that and just try to get better each day and get ready to try to play Ridgepoint Thursday night.
All right, take another break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Ridgepoint Panthers and that game on Thursday night. You're listening to Live Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue, Highway 59, just south of 99 in Richmond. We'll be right back.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late night bus ride home after a hard fought.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special.
You're listening to Longhorns Coach Speak from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond, Texas, live on GRHS iRadio. Let's head back out to Rudy's and join Tom Taranto and Coach Nick Cavallo.
All right, back at Rudy's Barbecue. Thank you, Bob Riley. Coach, first of all, let's look at 26A. It has become stratified as the season goes on. You got Bush and Ridgepoint on top at 3-0. You got Travis, George Ranch, and Clements in the middle at 2-1. And then the bottom three, Elkins, Dulles, and Austin at 0-3. So the district is kind of elongating a little bit, and there's some separation between all the teams.
Yeah, you know, it starts to shake out as you go, and, you know, it's still very much, I think, anyone's district, and any teams, there's about six teams probably still in the hunt for the four playoff spots.
Yeah, and 26A has always been like that since George Ranch got into it, and prior to that, so was 21-6A, wherever we were beforehand. These districts are always competitive, and it is anybody's ball game week to week and anybody's district season long.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can have, especially when you're in a district that's, you know, primarily one district being the Fort Bend schools, and the rivalries there, you can kind of throw records out the windows a lot of times when some of those teams play, and you know, just you see anywhere from, you know, an undefeated team to a winless team can come out and play and have a chance to win every week.
All right, specifically now, the Ridgepoint Panthers come into Trailer Stadium Thursday night, 7 o'clock kick. We're going to be on the air at 6:45 with the live call of the ball game. Ridgepoint has kind of come out as one of George Ranch's biggest rivals in the district.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just because of the, you know, schools kind of around the same years or, you know, the kids playing from Little League against some of them, just like Travis and well. But it, you know, it kind of has been in all the sports really since these last 2 years.
Yeah, the Panthers came in a couple of weeks ago, played volleyball against George Ranch, and that place was rocking. And now we're going there on Friday to play the home game, a Ridgepoint home game in volleyball there on Friday, and I expect the place will be rocking that way as well. What do you expect the Panthers to bring into Trailer on Thursday?
A very talented group. You know, quarterback Ben Emanuel Jr. can not only hurt you by throwing the ball, but is a very, very strong runner. And they have a stable of running backs that they've shown this year that they can plug in and gain yardage. And then they have a big offensive line. You know, they're 6'3", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", across the board, 300-pounders. And then they have, a all-district receiver in Marvin Sessions and a couple other guys, weapons as well. And then defensively, you know, they fly to the football. They try to get 11 hats around it as many times as they can. They lead the district in takeaways. And you know, they try to confuse with a couple different looks, multiple coverages, multiple fronts, and just try to get you off your game. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good game. You know, if we can come in there and capitalize on some of the things that we've been working on and that we think we can do, I think we'll have a chance to win the ball game.
All right. How about George Ranch as far as fitness? All the players, bumps and bruises, okay. How do you stack up as far as putting your best 11 on each side of the ball next Thursday?
We're good. We came out of it healthy. You know, had some guys that were dinged up a little bit and played a little bit or didn't play, but they're back healthy now and, you know, come in full strength.
All right. Another Longhorns Coach Speak in the books for another Monday night. Our thanks to Coach Nick Cavallo for coming out and talking Longhorns football with us for 30 minutes. We're here every Monday night from 6:30 till 7 at Rudy's Barbecue, Highway 59, just south of 99 in Richmond. And we'll see you, Coach, Thursday night for Longhorns football from Trailer Stadium. We'll be on the air at 6:45, and the kickoff is at 7.
Yes, sir. See everyone out there.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Longhorns Coach Speak with George Ranch High School's football coach, Nick Cavallo, live from Rudy's Barbecue in Richmond, Texas. Join us each Monday night at 6:30 for Longhorns Coach Speak with Coach Cavallo and our GRHS iRadio crew. Or better yet, come on out to Rudy's. Enjoy their Longhorns Dine-In special and watch the show on site. GRHS iRadio is Lamar CISD's first and only campus radio station from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas.